We're in Siman Shin Mem Hei. Today's day is for Tes and Yud. We did Tes yesterday. Let's do it again. Mavois Rechavim Yud Gil Amos Ushlish Ushnei Roshem Afoloshem Rishus Harabim Shurachav Tezayin Yeshomim Shur Rishus Harabim. We learned that one of the conditions of Rishus Harabim is that it be 16 Amos wide. If you have two Rishus Harabims and they're connected by another street that is not 16 Amos wide, but the Rabbim uses that to get from one place to another, that too would be considered a Rishus HaRabbim. In Sifches we learned that it didn't make a difference how wide it is, and in Siftes we get another Shita, that it's got to be 13 and a third Amis. The shear of 13 and a third Amis comes from the din of Pasei Biros, which we'll see at a later point, and this is the amount of, this is the enough room to fit four cows in. And that would give it a width of Rishus HaRabim, and less than that, not. Sif Yud. Kol Dover Shub Rishus HaRabim. Once you're in the Rishus HaRabim, and there's something in the Rishus HaRabim. Im Eina Gavoa Shlosha Tvachim, if it's not three Tvachim high, Afilohim Kotsim, even if you're dealing with thorns that one wouldn't step on. Otsoa, or even soa, where it's filthy and someone would not step into it. She'ein rabim dorsim aleim, that people wouldn't step on it. Chashuvim kakarka, they're considered karka, vehever rishus harabim, and it is a rishus harabim. Now the Mishnah Brura explains that within three tfachim it's buttled to the ground. The Beis Yosef uses the term lavud, that we know within three tfachim it's considered connected to what area it's next to. So it's considered a piece of the ground. If that's the case, it doesn't make a difference how wide it is. It's just bottled to the ground. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings a Mardechi who says a different pshat, and that is that that since it's lower than three tefachim, people will step over it. So he says, let's say it is dalet tefachim wide, where people would not step over it. So there, the halacha would be that it is not bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Brura obviously ignores that, and Paskin's not like that. So what's the halacha? Anything that is narrow, that is lower than three tefachim in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim is bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. And if you carry there, you're chayiv. Vimu gavoa shlosha, what if it is three tefachim high? Umishlosha atisha, it's between 3 and 9. Velo tisha bachlal, but not 9 itself. Imu rochav al arba al arba, have a karmelis. If it's 4 by 4 wide, it becomes a rishus for itself, it becomes a karmelis. If it is not dalet al dalet, it's a makom ptur, where you're allowed to carry to it, from it, and in it. V'imhu gavoa tes tfachim etzumtzomim. What if it's exactly 10 tfachim, 9 tfachim high? V'rabim mekatfin olav. And people use it to put their load down for a minute to adjust it. In other words, to adjust, what they do is they're carrying something on their back, they'll go and push it against that thing in order to straighten it out. Have a Rishus HaRabim afilu ena rachav arba. It's a Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not 4 tefachim wide. The reason being, since Rabim are makatfim, since Rabim use it, the halachi is that that becomes a Rishus HaRabim. It's in the Rishus HaRabim, and people use it. It has the same shimush as Rishus HaRabim. Now, it's said here, V'Rabim makatfim is mashma, that they actually have to do that. The Rambam Shita is that it has to be roi for them to be makatev, for them to use that to adjust their load. It seems like the Mechaber is ignoring the Shita of Rambam like Rov Rishonim. Yeah, now, v'im, hu gavoa tes tfachim, mitzumtzomim v'ram makatev v'rishus HaRabim t'lein rach harav. Yesh mishomer, duwa din l'gavoa mitisha v'ad asara. 9 is exactly 9. The tur shita is that it's not only 9, but it's anywhere from 9 to 10. V'rab mekat v'malav ever rishus harabim afilena rochav arba. So we have a machlokis between 9 and 10. L'maisa, the halach is like the first day. U'me'asara ulamala, what happens if it's 10 tefachim high? Imu rochav arba ever rishus hayachid. If it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that's a rishus hayachid. Bim lav have a mokum ptur, afilu yesh bo mokum kede lochuk lashlimo larba. If not, Imu rochav arba, have a rishus hayachid. If it's four tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim high, then it's a real rishus hayachid. If not, if it's not four, it's not 10 tefachim high. So there, if it's not four tefachim wide, so there have a makom ptur. It's considered a makom ptur, even if yesh bo makom kedei lochuk lashlimo la arba. Even if it's next to a wall, and you could go and dig into it to make for an area 4x4, since this piece itself is not 4x4, it's considered a makom ptur, and if you put something down on it, the halacha is that you are potter. So this is the halacha then. With regard to anything that is less than 3, it is bottled to the ground. You have something sitting on the floor and you want to place something on it from the Rishus HaRabim, from outside 4 Amis, it would be Yasser. If you have something sitting on the floor within 3 Tfachim, between 3 Tfachim and 9 Tfachim, as long as it's 4x4, the halacha is it would be a Carmelis. 9 Tfachim exactly, we say, would have the halacha of a Rishus HaRabim if people use it to adjust their load. More than 9, going up to 10, it would, again, if it's 4x4, it would be a Carmelis. If it's higher than 10 and 4x4, it's a Rishus HaRabim. And if it's less than 4x4, then it would be a Makom Ptur.